Took a trip out to Gladstone on Friday afternoon. Friday, mm-hmm. left the show here, had to drive up to Gladstone.
How many hours drive, Spider?
Well, it was supposed to be 7, a lot of roadworks all the way up there. It was a nightmare. Terrible trip, yeah. Mm. It was a hard trip, hard drive. But
and you love a drive, so that's saying a bit.
Absolutely. And driving up there, and look, the GPS said you can go some of the back roads, part out of Gympie and head up the back road. Don't have to get into all the roadworks. So I thought, you little ripper, took the road, went in about 20 minutes, half an hour, and then the fuel light come on.
Oh.
So I went through a little town, and I was thinking, oh, there'd be fuel there.
Yep.
Beautiful little cafes and a post office, but no fuel.
Was it Candanga?
Oh,
Somewhere like that.
It was, and then I kept driving. I thought, okay, that's okay. Low on fuel, got about 200 km.
West of Gympie.
Yeah, kept going north, hit the dirt road. And as soon as I hit a dirt road, the fuel light come on. And I had about 170 km left, and I thought, it's not too bad. And I thought, dirt road, no, I'll go back. I'm not committed that much.
How far back did you have to go?
Oh, about 25 minutes.
Oh.
Okay.
And so, and I still didn't know where a fuel station was. So I kept driving and I drove past one of those roadside stalls, fruit and veggies, kept driving in the middle of nowhere. There's nobody around. There's probably one or two cars if I'm lucky. There was a caravan that was behind me. And
a guy that sounds like this.
And then the second fuel light, the emergency light, come on.
You
and
two
said,
fuel lights?
But but it was like, I still had 120 odd Ks.
Okay.
And I just didn't know though. And I was like, 10 minutes back was that, that roadside stall. And I was like, I've got to go. I've got to do a U-turn. I've got to go back because I don't know if I'll make it. Because I don't know.
It's a terrible feeling.
I don't know where the next fuel station is because I don't have any reception.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like, okay. So I went back to the roadside stall and I said, excuse me, is there any chance of buying some fuel? No, we can't sell fuel. And
you're
I said, well, there's two options. Either I sleep on your couch.
Hello.
Or I buy a heap of fruit and veggies here and then you just seem to put some fuel in my car because I don't know where the fuel station is. I don't even know where to go.
Yeah.
And he explained where it is and it was still about 40, 50 kilometres and I was like, I honestly don't know if I'll go.
But if you miss the signpost or something on the road, because it's not like the highway, it won't be a big sign.
It'll
be tiny.
Nothing. So luckily he put some fuel in and I kind of brought a lot of fruit and veggies but didn't take them.
Oh, okay.
But we do want to know.
Yeah.
When have you run out of fuel? Where did you run out of fuel? I was stuck out there. And when I got to Gladstone, the guy said to me, he goes, the GPS tells you to go out that way because it is quicker. But he goes, no one ever does it. Always just stay on the Bruce Highway.
Yeah.
So if you're driving to Gladstone, stay on the Bruce Highway. But we do want to know, when did you or where did you run out of fuel?
It can happen and in the worst possible place as well. 1-300-925-666. You got a chance to win a double to a day on the green. The one and only Rod Stewart with special guest Cindy Lauper brings the hits tour to a day on the green. Sarah May Wines, Mount Cotton, Saturday, March 25. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Where did you run out of fuel? 1-300-925-666. Flan, Ali and Spider.